Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Friday, another week and another exposition of the President of the United States being in cognitive decline. Now, this is not a party thing or an ideology thing. This is a mental health thing. Anyone at this juncture who would deny that Joe Biden is in the early stages of dementia is lying. He is. Everybody knows it. So if he is the Democratic nominee for president, you would be voting for someone in November who is in cognitive decline. Does that make any sense that anybody would do that? So this week, we had a fundraiser here in New York City where Joe Biden showed up tying up traffic down in Delaware. He could have come at night. No, he has to come in the afternoon, torturing everybody. And he refers to his meeting with Helmut Kohl, the former president of Germany. The problem is that Mr. Kohl died in 2017. Last week, in another fundraiser, Mr. Biden talked about Mitterrand of France, the president, that he recently spoke with him. Well, Mitterrand died in 1996. Questions? Now this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.